Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right. Here we go, guys. Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I'm going to talk a little bit about what I did this weekend. It's funny. Since I've really been off the radio and stuff, My social life has just completely gone in the crapper. It really, really has. And I don't know, like, maybe if I was using working on the radio as a crutch, it was like, because I was forced to go out. I was forced to go out and meet people at promotions, appearances, and stuff like that. And I would meet people. But now, like, since I'm working at home, and I still do the podcasts and stuff, but I don't do anything on the weekends. And it's a little depressing, because I really do not make a lot of new friends. So I watched the Manchester United match. I know that you guys could give two craps about, and I learned to beat the algorithm. You don't want to curse in the first 10 minutes. After that, I'm going to let it rip and I'm going to say whatever I want to, but I just don't want to get demonetized or semi-demonetized. So I try to keep it a little clean within the first 10 minutes. But I know you guys really don't care about football or soccer. And, you know, a lot of people get upset about that. You know, the football purists, they hate it when you call it soccer. And Americans are kind of latching onto that. You know what? You know what? We're so hard-headed as Americans. We're going to call it soccer and we're going to stick with it. So, I mean, good for them. So, I watched Manchester United win the Carabao Cup yesterday, first trophy in 6 years. And then, so, why that connects, my friend Richard on Facebook, I'm a part of, like, the BDM soccer forum from Tom and Dan, and they were having a meetup. They were having a meetup at down in Titusville. By the way, when I got out of the movie theater down in Titusville, I completely forgot that they were shooting off a rocket with, you know, a crew on it. And I'm just gonna be honest. The reason why a lot of people go out to see manned space launches is the same reason that people go to watch NASCAR. They want to see a wreck. I'm not saying that people are wanting to see astronauts die. No, I'm not saying that at all. But, I mean, the stakes are higher. You're seeing history. Like, I saw the Challenger explode in the first grade with my own eyes. So it is kind of like a little bit of that, you know, these people could live or die. Once again, I'm not saying anybody wants to see anybody die or they want to see a tragedy, but it does raise the stakes a little bit. And I have noticed whenever they're sending up a manned space launch, there's way more people. Way, way more people. And when I got out of the movie at like 3 o'clock, because it's right there on the Intercoastal, the movie theater, Epic Movie Theaters in Titusville. I'll get to what movie and stuff that I watched, but like everybody was already lined up. I swear to God, and I'm going to get to this. I am up to my limit of the white trash apartments that are across the street because somebody's car alarm is going off and they are paving their parking lot and everybody is parked out on the street. And even before they were repaving it, there are so many people that come and go, like everybody's lined up. There's been a car on a goddamn trailer outside my window that I see every single day, does not have a license plate at all, and it's been out there. And now this car alarm is going off. I don't even know if you guys can hear it. So I probably shouldn't pay it any attention. So back to the movie, everybody was lined up already when I got out. So I went, Richard and the group on the BDM soccer forum or page, they like to do meetups and stuff, and they were all going to meet up to see Cocaine Bear. And I know a lot of people look at movie critics and they say, oh yeah, you know what? I'm not going to go see this movie because Siskel or Ebert, I know they're still not around. They're like, oh, it's a bad movie. No, because there's just movies that are good. And a lot of these movie critics, just because it's a fun movie and people, isn't that the reason why we all go to movies to escape our own lives for like an hour and a half, 2 hours? And if it's a good movie and you enjoy it, because Cocaine Bear was by far the best, worst movie that I have ever seen. Absolutely loved it. Loved every single thing about it. It was fun. It was Ray Liotta's last movie. Cocaine Bear is actually based on a real life story that happened. A bunch of drug dealers, they had to bail out on a lot of their cocaine and stuff, and they threw it out of an airplane. It landed in a forest, and a bear ate all the cocaine and stuff that he found. They said that they did an autopsy on the bear, you know, the bear that is based off of the cocaine bear that you see in the movie. They said that that bear had 8 pounds of cocaine in its stomach. It never like really attacked anybody because, you know, if you're going to ingest 8 pounds of cocaine, of course, it's not going to be good for you. The bear died of an aneurysm. The blood vessels in his brain actually exploded. But it is based on a true story, and they took artistic reality border type stuff, and they did whatever they wanted to. And it was a great movie. Ray Liotta's last movie, Ice Cube's son. You know, the actor that played Ice Cube in Straight Outta Compton movie? He was in it. The chick that plays Felicity. What's the name of the woman that played Felicity? She was in it. And it was a fun movie. If you like over the top type horror type stuff, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's not over the top corny. There were some things that really didn't add up that much, like a black bear you know, running down an ambulance like the bear was DK Metcalf chasing somebody that got an interception or something. No, the bear ran down an ambulance, and that was a pretty gory-ass scene. So if you like gore, you like horror, you like to laugh, you're definitely going to like Cocaine Bear. And that's the thing about it. Holyoke Joe says, I just blew a fart that hurt a little. You might want to get that checked out a little bit, Joe. You might. And it is. It's Kerry Russell is in the movie. You know what? This is the thing about doing the podcast and still working from home. You got people texting you and all that good stuff. So I did want to talk about a couple of the stories that I saw. You know, a lot of people will not even smoke marijuana. They won't smoke marijuana because they're like, I gotta watch my figure. I'm gonna get the munchies. I can't. It's hard to find my Adderall right now. So I need the Adderall to combat the THC. It's gonna make me hungry. It's gonna make me wanna eat everything. They're coming out with California is a great place to find rare diet weed, but consume with caution. So what they're doing is that they're genetically engineering weed where it does not make you hungry. Now we're getting into the area of, all right, nobody had a problem with weed when it just grew out of the ground. You could cultivate it at home. You don't have to run any chemical reactions or anything to make this drug. You don't got to mix stuff up to make it. It's just, you could, if you know how to grow it and it grows, you can smoke it. But now we're genetically engineering it. So people don't get hungry. I mean, it is good. I will say that weed, marijuana, THC does help you out with anxiety and stuff, but it will put some weight on you because you're going to eat a lot. Why do you think that they give it to people that are going through chemotherapy and stuff that are poisoning their body to get the cancer out of them? They're losing weight. They're losing weight, and weed is helping them keep the weight on. Holyoke Joe, Joe the Supermark, says, I can't smoke enough weed. Well, marijuana. So what I'm trying to say is that they're genetically engineering it. In this story, I was halfway to meet the most remote grove of sequoia trees on Earth. For the first time in my life, I regretted smoking pot while hiking. No. Weed is a great thing for if you're working out and you're trying to be healthy because Arnold, and I think everybody can agree that Arnold Schwarzenegger was groundbreaking when it came into bodybuilding and working out and stuff. This guy blazed up while he was pumping iron and stuff, and he said it was the best thing that he ever did. You know, a lot of bodybuilders as well, too, do GHB. I've never really figured out why, but, you know, there are a lot of bodybuilders and stuff that use GHB. And it's crazy that there's so many of these drugs now that they're figuring out. You know, we were all told that they were bad and stuff. Mushrooms. Oh, you could have flashbacks. You could have a psychotic breakdown, whatever it may be. Now, microdosing is is actually helping depression. I talked about this. I talked about how I tried it, and it really gave me one of the best weeks that I've had in a long time. I didn't do a lot. Like I said, it was microdosing and stuff. But it did help me. I had some of the best dreams in my life. You know, a lot of people think, oh, I'm getting great sleep. I'm getting great sleep because I'm sleeping without waking up. Oh, I used to be that way. I used to sleep until the buzzer went off. And you want to know why? Because I was drinking myself to sleep. I was drinking until I passed out. And I never dreamed. I never had dreams when I was getting just absolutely fucked up. I'm after 10 minutes, so I just noticed that. But when I would be absolutely fucked up and stuff, I had no problem going to sleep, but I never dreamed. And a lot of people don't even realize that dreaming is actually a very, very important thing that you need. You need to dream. And when I did the microdosing on the mushrooms and stuff, it did. Like, I had some of the most vivid dreams. And I would say that if I had to compare it right when I wake up, if I had the sleep on mushrooms compared to the sleep when you drank yourself until you passed out and you slept throughout the night. Because like I said, when you dream a lot, you don't feel like you're actually sleeping. Because it goes by so quick. But has anybody ever noticed that you feel so much more relaxed? You feel so much more rested because, you know, sleep and dreams are kind of like your body defragging your brain. Like it was a computer. So a lot of this natural stuff, and I know I got squirrel, but I'm getting back into it. But usually pot is a performance-enhancing drug for backpacking. It helps me sleep, eases aches, muscles. So, you know what? I probably could have found a way better story than that. I really do hate when they write these stories and they're writing it from their own view. Just give me the facts. Just give me the facts. I hate it when reporters and journalists try to include themselves, pit themselves in stories. You give me a lot of information that I don't need to know. I don't need to know about your personal life. Just give me the facts. Give me your experiences from smoking this new weed that doesn't make you hungry. Because, you know, a lot of people say that weed makes you lazy. It makes you tired. I got to tell you, I've known so many people in my life that actually work harder, work more efficient when they're high. So it's all about how it affects you. You know, alcohol and tobacco has killed more people than marijuana is ever going to be touched. I've never, ever heard of somebody that is overdosed from weed. Now, there are people that smoke themselves stupid, that decide to go out and drive, and they do. They cause accidents. I'm sure there have been people that have died from people that were just too stoned to even be driving. But, you know, alcohol and tobacco and stuff, it's way, way more poisonous. How much cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, and all that stuff. And I've really, really have never... Oh, did I cut out there? How's the, Joe, how is the video feed on your end? I feel like feel like my computer's trying to crap out. Yeah, is it better now? I have to get this new computer. I do. So, is everything okay now, everybody? Does it sound okay? Obviously, I'm not going to be able to play any news stories. So, I guess I'm going to have to stick to the written text stories that I have there. I am extremely fascinated with this. I guess. Here, hold on. Yeah, that's the thing about it. I got to take my glasses off now to read my phone and everything. In 2015, Microsoft built a room that is now officially designated in the Guinness Book of Records as the quietest place on Earth. So a lot of you guys would probably think that it is. Mouth is off from the video right now. It's getting. Let me go check this. Let me see. Man, this sucks. I'm actually getting back to doing my show and stuff, and everything is not working. So let's see. I just want to see here. It is. Mouth is off from the. No, it's on right now. So. A lot of you guys probably would think that the world's quietest room would be like, sign me up. I want to go lay down. I want to go fall asleep. And fall asleep in the world's quietest room. Well, you can't. You really, when I talk about the world's quietest room, you guys are going to be like, oh man, nope, never want to go in there. Some say that silence is golden. However, this will certainly not be the case if you find yourself in the quietest room in the world. No one can survive more than an hour. And I would love to get some feedback in the chat room, or you guys can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. I'm trying to get the Google Voice all fixed. I would like to hear from you and see if you guys can make it an hour. In 2015, Microsoft built a room that... I already hit that. Bad writing. Only very few people managed to survive in this room for a long period of time, at most an hour. After a few minutes, you will start to hear your heart beat. Yeah, I do not like hearing my heartbeat. I don't like anything throb. Well, I'll take that back. There are some things that I do like the throb, but. Yeah, I can completely get that. So you'll start hearing your heartbeat. A few minutes later, you can hear your bones creaking. And then a little bit later, you can actually hear the blood flowing through your body. I don't, what does that even sound like? Hearing the blood running through your body. I mean, we've all like plugged our ears up, right? And you can hear what sounds like a little bit of running water. At high pressure, you can hear your heartbeat. But I mean, this is the world's quietest room. Now, how would it sound if you were recorded an album where the singer, like, or everybody in the band, because they run the instruments through a cord into a recording area. But, I mean, if the vocalist is right up on the microphone and stuff, how would that sound? Would it be a better recording, or would it be a bad recording? Would it make the lead singer's voice sound flat? What I mean, I know like the artist couldn't be like way far away from the microphone. He would have to be right up on it because we're talking about the world's quietest room. I don't even know how to pronounce this. The point of the anechoic chamber is not that you cannot hear anything, but that it removes all external noises and allows you to hear the endless sound of your body. Only in death is the body complete. Man, that's a little dark, sick, and twisted. But I've always been that way. Even before I worked in radio and stuff, where I wear headphones all the time. By the way, I'm going to have to book an appointment with the ear doctor because I still have the ringing in my ears from the incident that I had last week, and it's annoying. The only time that I actually hear the high-pitched squeal is when I'm actually talking. But it sucks. It does. Like, right now, I can't hear it. I really can't explain it. I don't hear the high pitch whenever I have the headphones in and stuff. But it sucks just going throughout the day and stuff, and you hear that high-pitched squeal. But I always got that back in the day. If it was too quiet, I always had that hum, that little bit of a higher pitch. It just was like, I know that it really doesn't even sound. I mean, I can't even like imitate what it sounds like. But when you're in complete silence, I hate it. I don't know if that's in my head or anything, but it just sucks. I hate it. Let me see if I can play one of my other stories. Because, guys, I did this great video where I gave you a tour of my backyard. Because I got to find things, because I work at home, people, and the window that I look out of every single day, I like to look at stuff. I like being outside. I like having nature around me. And I've been putting up plants because I definitely want to create a barrier from the stereotypical white trash Volusia County people that live in an apartment across the street. That now everybody is parked on the road. Oh, God, I'm really starting to sound like an old man. But I shot that video and stuff, and it's I can't get it to play. So let me see if I can play. Oh, yeah. No, it's not going to let me play it. Damn it. All right. So I'm kind of dead in the water here, guys. I want to get this stuff all figured out, and I will. Thanks to this new job, I've been saving quite a bit of money and stuff, and I'm going out to get a new computer because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of not being able to play whatever I want to, and it's not fair to you guys that I'm trying to put on a great broadcast, and there's just certain things that I can or cannot do. So I'm going to get out of here, guys, because I'm going to get up early in the morning and I'm going to take care of this stuff and I'm going to be back strong tomorrow. I'll talk to you guys later. Follow me on social media, Tuttle, just search T-U-D-D-L-E. And that's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. If you guys want to email me, tuttle@gmail.com. If you're watching this live stream and you want to catch the audio podcast, I got a big archive you can check out. So, going to get out of here, guys. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for all the support, and I hopefully you guys have a great night.